On the long line with us today, Oklahoma 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, wanted to talk about several issues going on within the world of agriculture that kind of recycle periodically. And this first is actually one that happened earlier this year, but we've seen some fresh efforts by EPA to keep this thing going alive. We're talking about the effort of EPA to regulate agricultural chemicals using the backdrop of the Endangered Species Act. It seems like they are stretching pretty hard to make this this work under their jurisdiction.
Absolutely, Ron. This is a classic example of where people who cannot get Congress to pass laws to expand the federal government's authority or control over their lives use the opportunities when there are lawsuits then to justify rulemaking authority, and that's what the EPA is doing. They've announced something they refer to as the Endangered Species Act Protection Policy. Basically, it would take the EPA and expand their authority to cover new pesticide registration, and not just new, but current pesticide evaluations that they say would impact wildlife and their habitats under the Endangered Species Act. This is a dramatic expansion if they can succeed in getting this done. In March, after the initial rule came out, EPA identified literally 50 pesticide ingredients that they wanted to go after, things that you'd find in Enlist One, Enlist Duo, in an effort to severely restrict the use. We already have federal laws that govern the registration and the regular process of verifying that, but the EPA, which I would argue doesn't have the particular expertise in the area they want to go into, are trying by rulemaking authority to do what Congress won't do. And now, just another example of elections have consequences.
And is this, are they really kind of coloring outside the lines on this? Do they have the jurisdiction to even go this direction with the ESA?
I don't believe that they do, Ron, and that's a good way to describe it, playing outside of the lines that are under their jurisdiction under federal law. Again, it is a way to expand federal authority over industry and our lives, doing it without getting Congress to pass a law, pass a bill that the president would potentially sign into law, using an excuse of a court case and their rulemaking authority. That's why we have to fight this. That's why my cohorts and I in the Western Caucus wrote to the EPA administrator urging him to reconsider what he's doing and to step back from where he's headed. You talk about disrupting modern agriculture. This is really unnerving if they're successful.
Circle back around to the Biden administration. This time, their Solicitor General penning an opinion, basically amicus brief to the Supreme Court in regards to wanting the administration wants basically the Supreme Court to allow states to basically ignore federal regulations on ag chemicals. The specific case has to do with California and glyphosate. This is a dangerous precedent if they get their way, it seems.
Absolutely, Ron. For decades now, we've had something called the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. FIREA is what we typically refer to it in the short title. It covers the process of approving labels and confirming safety. It is the entity that certifies that chemicals are safe to use. What the Biden administration is trying to do is allow, by taking action in front of the Supreme Court, allow the state of California, in essence, to set their own standards to supersede the federal law on this, which would be a different set of standards and most likely would have a devastating effect on production agriculture in California, and it certainly would change how things are done in the country as a whole. We have tried in the agricultural industry on everything from the chemicals that we use in production ag to the animal rights issues to maintain a consistent standard across the country. If California succeeds in doing this, then they just cause total chaos, and it will expand into other things, and it will open up the potential for court cases in California courts that will impact all the rest of us across the country. It is why the American Farm Bureau and the National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Cotton Council, the National Association of State Departments of Ag, have all filed briefs in opposition to what California is doing and what the Biden administration wants to do. It just starts us down a trail, turn agriculture as we know it upside down in this country, and you don't want all your policy based out of San Francisco or Sacramento, California.
One last question. As far as we're seeing a lot more groups continue to come out with their wish list as far as the 2023 Farm Bill is concerned, we've had some hearings, some exploratory almost hearings, both on the House Ag Committee side, Senate side. You feel pretty confident? I mean, this is still going to be a bill written after the elections. Is that what you're thinking still?
Yes. Yes. I don't see how you can have the kind of in-depth hearings covering the broad amount of subject matter, how you can go into the field and do the things that are necessary before January, the spring of 2023. I expect control of the United States House to change after the November general election. Instead of a Democrat by the name of David Scott from Georgia, I expect the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee next year to be G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. GT has very diverse agriculture. That's important. I've worked with him from my tenure as chairman of the committee to the present day. He's the right fit. I look forward to that change in control as we put the 2023 Farm Bill together next year.
And, of course, you have high hopes that you'll be sitting right next to the chairman.
I anticipate being at his elbow. We've had several discussions. He's made it quite clear to me, as he has made it to leadership and everyone in the ag community in D.C., he wants me at his right elbow, and I want to be there to work with him and help him as we put this next Farm Bill together. I will be there.
Thank you, Congressman. Former Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee from the 3rd District of Western Oklahoma, Congressman Frank Lucas. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.